Today, we're joined in the studio by the general manager of Simon on the Streets, and that's Gordon Lang. Good morning, Gordon.
Morning, Darren.
How are you? All right?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah.
Excellent stuff. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Always appreciate it when people come in to chat to us on a breakfast show. So if people haven't heard of Simon on the Streets, just explain exactly what the charity does.
Yeah, sure. Simon on the Streets is it's a Yorkshire-based charity, and we concentrate on supporting our rough sleepers, mainly in Leeds, Bradford and Huddersfield.
Okay, and it's a charity that's been running a number of years, hasn't it?
Yeah, since 1999.
And the sort of things, I think we spoke to someone not that long ago about some of the events you do, and you sort of put on different events where people sort of like find out what it's like to sleep rough.
Yeah, we do... I wouldn't say regular sleep outs, but we do sleep outs throughout the year. The last one you're talking about was one that was held down at the Hepworth.
Yeah, exactly. And you do these things not that often, but you've got one coming up soon as well.
Yeah, we have on the 28th of this month, that's next Thursday, we've got one held down at the tilt yard of the Royal Armies.
Right, okay. So that's like properly outside as well.
Yeah, it is, out in the elements.
Right, okay. September.
Yeah. What have they got? Just a sleeping bag or water?
Yeah, well, we ask people to bring just a bit of cardboard and a sleeping bag, and if they're sensible, a bin bag to put over their sleeping bag.
that's some very good advice. I've done one of these sleep outs before, but it was sort of undercover. It was at Bradford Bulls Stadium a while ago. It was a different homeless charity, I'm afraid, but all doing the same sort of great work. But and I must admit, it was an enjoyable experience, I have to admit, because everybody did seem to have quite a bit of fun while they were there, even though we were raising quite a bit of money as well. But I suppose when you get a lot of people together like that, it's all about sort of like a group dynamic and camaraderie and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we got over 100 registered at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Obviously room for a lot more, but there's well over 100. So, yeah, there will be quite good dynamics going on. But the thing to remember is, like you say there, it was quite good fun.
Yeah.
That's because it's for one night and you're in quite a safe location. You have to feel about the real rough sleepers. You don't have that safety, and it's not just one night, it's every night.
Yeah. And there's so many different reasons, isn't there, that people may be sleeping rough?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the list is endless, really. But I mean, a lot of people have had some very hard times in their lives. Something quite catastrophic's happened to them, just changed their lives, and they've ended up on the streets. And yeah, there's a lot of people with mental health issues out there, a lot of people with substance dependencies out there.
And it's quite a big problem in Leeds, isn't it? And there's a number of homeless charities that do marvellous work in and around Leeds.
Yeah, well, the homeless situation in Leeds, I mean, the figures are quite high. Luckily, and this is very lucky, Leeds and Bradford and Huddersfield, in fact, they've got fantastic services that do support the homeless. There are, however, some people who just aren't that easy to give quick fixes to, and they're the people that end up on the streets and can end up on the streets for quite a long time as well.
How did you get involved with Simon on the Streets? Because your background is slightly different than charity work.
It is, yeah. I spent 30 years in the army. When I left the army, I never had a chance to volunteer for anyone, really. I always wanted to, so I started volunteering for Simon on the Streets. And then when a post came up, I applied for it, and I now work there.
Right, okay. So you just wanted to do some volunteering work?
Yeah, I volunteered for, I think, about 6-7 months now, mainly in Bradford on the outreach side.
Okay. And as we say, you do a few sleep outs during the year. There's one coming up, as we said, on the next Thursday.
Yeah.
We'll give details out in a wee while about how you're going to be able to get involved in that. But what sort of other events are you sort of like planning, and what other things have you got coming up?
Well, we are a very small charity, so we can't have events every week.
Yeah.
In which case our two or three staff to do it would be working full-time on events, not actually working for the charity. We had a diamond ball, a rough diamond ball, which is a black tie ball at the Queen's a few months back, which is very successful.
Oh, nice.
We have the sleep out coming up, as I say, next week. And we're hoping to hold a Come Dine with Simon before Christmas, which is a bit like Come Dine with Me.
I like that idea.
Yeah, which will involve a couple of the firms from downtown.
Oh, right. Excellent. Oh, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would that just be held in a restaurant and everybody cooks a meal, or how does that work?
Well, the last one was held in one of our local hotels.
Right.
We're just trying to get a hotel at the moment now. I've got an interview, a meeting next week with one of the hotels, so hopefully they'll give us their facilities, yeah.
Ah, right, okay. What would be your, if you were going to cook that meal then, Gordon, what would be your go-to meal?
Mine? Well, I love beef Wellington. So I'd have a go at that, I think.
I think that'd be good. Derek, what about you?
That would be pretty good.
What is your go-to meal? If you're cooking to impress...
See, steaks are always good, aren't they?
See, now that's good, but if you get a steak wrong for someone, then they're going to be upset. If you like your steak like Le Massacre...
Prawns are always good.
Are they?
Yeah. Do you not like prawns?
Not really.
Oh, come on.
No, I like prawn cocktail, but apart from that, that's about it for me, really. But I'm right, I'm with you. I'll do steak. I'd go for steak.
Yeah.
I'll do my special steak harpeur.
Mmm.
It's a secret.
Lovely.
Can't tell you what's in it. Can't tell you what it is. But there's no lemons in it.
Maybe make that a Friday challenge one time.
Maybe so. So the 20th, you said there's 100 people already signed up. That's a fantastic number already for next week, isn't it?
It is. It's a great number. And as I say, I'm quite confident we'll get at least another 30 or 40 more before next Thursday. It just goes to show what sort of support our charity gets.
It's a fantastic amount of support, isn't it, really?
You've got a lot going on as well. I mean, you don't just come along, lie down in your sleeping bag and go to sleep. You have got things going on.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Because I remember the one I did, there was a number of things happened in the evening. So what sort of things will happen before you get your head down?
Well, the two main things we have is, have you heard of Richard McCann?
I have not.
Oh, right, okay. He's a motivational speaker.
Right.
He's going to come along and speak to the... for the group for about an hour.
Okay.
We also have the Red Ladder Theatre Company.
I know that. I've only just spoken to them this week, actually.
Have you? That's the mob that do the Damned United thing.
Yeah, they did the Damned United that we spoke to them about, and they're doing one at the moment called the Shed Crew.
Yeah, Urban Grimshaw and the Shed Crew.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, that's at the Albion Electric Warehouse, which is only a 5-minute walk from the armoury. So what we're doing is we're going to split the group. So half go and watch an exclusive showing of that. And come back. And
that's fantastic.
Got Richard McCann, yeah.
Mm. That's pretty cool, isn't it, really?
Well, it's all related to charity, if you think about it, the subject matter.
That is, yeah. That's quite right. It is too, yeah. I think that it started yesterday, I think, the Shed Crew. It opened last night. We spoke to, I think, Rod Dixon, the director, this week. And you can hear that online at the moment on radioyorkshire.co.uk. So that's a good couple of things going on there, isn't there? That's
certainly is. Does anybody, these sleepouts, maybe sort of freak out during the night and go home?
It hasn't happened yet. A couple of people have gone home, yeah, because they haven't liked it. Yeah. But no one's freaked out as such. No, we got stewards sort of working throughout the whole night, so everyone's very safe.
Mm.
We also have some good food. We've got Red's Barbecue coming down in the morning to give us all breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my word. You're taking all the boxes, this is, isn't it?
So you two coming down then?
Fancy it now. I'll come down at 6.
You'll come down for breakfast. I would do, but actually I'm doing a 25-kilometre walk the very next day, and I'm not sure that's probably the best preparation for it. But other than that, no, I would definitely get involved in one of the future ones, definitely.
Because I
think it's a fantastic project that you've got going on. Mm. There's no doubt about that. I can't believe the Shed Crew are going to be down there. I think that's going to be ace.
Mm.
I mean, then Red's Barbecue.
Pretty decent.
It is pretty decent, isn't it? So if people are listening to this and they're thinking, actually, yeah, I fancy getting involved in this on Thursday evening, how can they get involved?
Well, it's best to do it by registration via Eventbrite. You can get that from our webpage, which is simononthestreets.co.uk, or via Facebook, which is, again, Simon on the Streets. Just do a search to find it.
Okay. And obviously there's a donation that they need to pay to come along on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's £10 a ticket to do it.
Oh, right, okay.
And we ask people to try and get some sponsorship before they come as well.
Right, okay, good. So that's pretty good, isn't it, really? Get a bit of sponsorship, yeah. £10 a ticket, and you're going to be entertained in the evening. Hopefully you'll get some sleep.
It's a bit like bed and breakfast really for a tenner.
It is, basically.
But you don't get a bed.
Do you raise quite a bit of money then, I'd imagine, with these things?
It's one of our major fundraisers of the year, yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's like Airbnb, but slightly different.
Yeah.
Just slightly different.
Proper air, it says.
Proper Airbnb.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm.
Mark that down. So it's happening this Thursday, the 28th. And if you want to get involved, simononthestreets.co.uk is the website to go to, and you can find out all the details there, and any of the other events, and find out about the charity as well. Gordon, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really appreciate your time, and good luck next week.
Oh, thank you, and thanks for the invite.
No problem at all. I would imagine, being ex-army, you've probably got a fantastic sleeping bag that everybody. You've got what sort of sleep? You've probably got everything you need, haven't you?
I may have an army sleeping bag, yeah.
That's probably pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good luck next week. Hope it all goes well. Cheers.